The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Sinead Ryan of The Home Show here in News Talk, but also consumer correspondent extraordinaire, is with us now. Sinead, the CCPC, they're not exactly the Spanish Inquisition, are they? But I'm sure Ticketmaster will be paying attention.
Well, in Ireland, they are the statutory body where you take your complaints, and they have issued a statement saying that because they've received over 100 complaints from customers who were trying to buy Oasis tickets when they went on sale during the week, that they are now opening an investigation. Now, it's hard to see, Jonathan, what investigation they're opening, and they're not making any further comment on it. Because, I mean, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, its first role is to adjudicate on monopolies. Now, it has not indicated that it thinks or considers or is investigating Ticketmaster for being a monopoly or anti-competitive. Its wording is that it's dealing with the handling of the sale of Oasis tickets. In other words, how customers were treated. And they've said that these are legitimate concerns and they are now looking into it because of the complaints they have received.
Yeah, but I mean, look, it's under existing legislation. You and I would learnt about the Supply of Goods and Sale of Services Act when we were children, and is still in place. That was drafted in 1980, subsequently updated. Nobody had a notion about the concept of dynamic pricing then. So it's more than likely a case that the law is a million miles away from where it needs to be on something like this. And the CCPC, for all they can look at it, won't be able to do anything.
Well, the 1980 Act has been superseded or at least updated by EU legislation, which is the Consumer Directive. Now, that is a very strong piece of legislation. It enshrines people's rights and what happens if they get something dodgy in the post or their money is taken off them for a product that they didn't like or whatever. Dynamic pricing is not illegal. And it is allowed. I mean, the laws of supply and demand are there. Now, the artist, I understand, has a choice whether to permit it or not. But Oasis are actually happy, obviously, to have it applying, although this is...
No, they said it was someone else. Another older boy made them do it, apparently. That seems to have been the nut of their excuse.
Yeah. So, CCPC can look at that and say, should we have maybe a different model? Should, when you put tickets on sale in Ireland, maybe that isn't permitted. I mean, that's taking a real sideswipe at the existing legislation. If consumer protection laws have been broken, it's hard to see what ones have, unless it is just about they were mean to me, or, you know, they just didn't handle it very well, or when we complained about it, they said nothing. It'll be interesting to see now, in one sense, what comes out of it, because I know, you know, concert tickets in particular have a derogation from the legislation that says if you buy something online and you need to send it back because it's faulty or you don't like it even, consumer protection allows you to do that because they understand there's a distance sale at play. But concert tickets and tickets to events are specifically excluded from that.
I wonder how much of this, Sinead, is going to be settled by the argument that will be put forward. If you were stupid enough to pay 420 quid when you didn't have to, then caveat emptor.
Exactly, Jonathan, because, I mean, nobody's suggesting here that Ticketmaster reached out and took money that you hadn't offered out of your bank account. Nobody's suggesting that the tickets were too dear or too cheap because people still bought them. So in terms of consumer protection law, it'll be interesting to see what CCP come up with, because, I mean, I suppose there'll be lots of people, not least concert promoters, who will look at some interest if there is some suggestion that can't be allowed in the future.
But what I'm interested in is apparently the tipping point, according to this press release, for an investigation is 100 complaints to their helpline. Fascinated that the bar is actually that low. Can you imagine how many complaints they get about Ryanair every week? and they don't take action on it. But anyway, interesting. Ryanair provide a very good service, of course. Sinead Ryan, thank you very much. Home Show, both in podcast form and indeed on air over the weekend with Sinead. Do make sure you listen to that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.